following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
If you own a small business, here's an easy way to get in front of millions of potential customers online. Just do what 2,000 small businesses do every day. Claim your free profile on Manta.com. Like Grandma's Italian Cheesecake in the Bronx, New York. Manta's helped them get found on search engines and smartphones, and sales are up 400%. Claim your free profile now, where small business grows. Manta.com.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's meet our hosts. First up, sports director Doug Duda.
I screwed up.
It's not regular price. Come on, Doug.
I don't know what day it is. What do you want from me?
You know how to football team?
Never heard of them.
Alabama Road Tide Roll. Gonna take on LSU. Then Bayou Baker down there. There to go. That's D-A-U-X. There to go, Tiger.
The pedicure. So what does that mean there? Is that ear hair or what is that?
Now let's meet Big Daddy Tony Davis.
Actually, for people out there that didn't have the same education I do, that'd be the capital of Illinois, too.
We got trouble here, folks. A trumpeter swan's neck is 3 freaking feet long. I'm beyond embarrassing. Did the dog eat your homework? Just say, we just whacked these two things because they look cool.
What are the guys going to chat about today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along on the program today. We're going to talk a little high school sports, a little collegiate sports, football, basketball, wrestling, and then whatever else you would like to chime in with as well. After Dusty Jury yesterday, I apologize. That was 40 minutes of just not good stuff. Except for the two folks that won our Havoc tickets.
That
was bad. Today, Mike Shadwinkle is going to join us here in just a couple of minutes. Grand Island wrestling coach. Trent Benjamin, Holdridge girls basketball coach. They got to play Northwest tonight. Okay. Whoever wins, Holdridge Northwest. Good. It'll be a good game. Beat Seward.
That's been the nemesis.
And also Steve Pivovar is going to come on and talk a little Creighton basketball. They've got their longest road winning streak in 37 years. They're 19-2. They had a competitive game. I don't want to say they struggled, but they had a competitive game with Drake at Drake last night. Nebraska basketball. Both teams play Iowa tonight. Men at home, women on the road, or women at home, men on the road. Going to talk a little Husker recruiting. At what point do we now start to become worried about all these kids walking on at Nebraska? Do we need walk-on fullbacks?
I
don't think so. What's going on? And it's starting to affect UNK and I'm sure Wayne State and whoever else. I don't know if it's affecting Shadron because I don't see any of the walk-ons from the western part of the state. But we'll talk about that if we get a minute. Tomorrow on the show, Mike Schaff is going to join us. Sean Callahan with our Husker update to talk about all these recruits and walk-ons. And we go out to Las Vegas. Mike Perenio, director of the race and sports book at Mandalay Bay, is going to join us on the show. And you know what? You know, during Super Bowl week, we usually talk to, like,
Jay Rude,
the inventor of the MGM.
Yeah.
They're letting Mike talk to us.
Nice.
That's how big it is.
Nice.
That's how big it is, Super Bowl next week. But we're pretty packed today and tomorrow.
Douglas, a couple things. First of all, is it official? Is it official now that Greg Schiano will be the coach at Tampa Bay? Will move to the NFL and take over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? If that happens and you're a Nebraska recruiting guy, it seems that Devin Fuller, the 5-star quarterback, I know supposedly he's telling people like Riker, they're telling people in Nebraska, oh, we're recruiting him as a wide receiver. If Devin Fuller comes to Lincoln, I would think with Randy Shiano leaving and going to Tampa Bay, he was an NFL guy. He was a defensive back guy. I think it was Wonstadt or Dick. I was talking to a couple of UNK coaches this morning. He was with Wonstadt, I believe. He's an NFL guy. He's an East Coast guy. They thought it was a pretty good hire because he's kind of got a lot of NFL ties. If he's taking over at Tampa Bay, that could be great news if you're a recruiting guy. Who knows if Devin Fuller probably turn out like Harrison Beck. Hell, who knows? But if you're a recruiting guy, you're jumping up and down right now. You're lighting the fireworks off in your backyard. You're doing whatever you do. But that's an interesting situation, how it all comes back to affect Nebraska football. That's interesting. A couple other things, Douglas. I'll get to them later.
Yeah, right now let's talk to Mike Shadwinkle, the head wrestling coach at Grand Island, because they have just finished up the box set of John Denver CDs that they were listening to at the top of the Rockies tournament in Colorado this past weekend. Morning, Mike.
Good morning. How's it going?
Well, it's going good, and things continue to go well on the mat for the Islanders. How are we feeling today?
Not too bad. Just getting ready to go. We got Aurora coming to town tonight for our little local duel, and you know, it's been a good rivalry duel over at least the 9 years I've been here, and you know, I think we've got a little edge on them, at least over the last 9 years. But we had some tough ones with them back when I first got here.
Senior night, wear purple night. It's going to be a fun night from the Islanders' standpoint. I know Aurora is looking forward to it. But you guys have hit a couple bumps in the road, and it seems like that has happened before to you. But you guys have overcome those, and you've been able to continue to perform very, very well. Were you even surprised at how well you performed this weekend at Colorado?
I was a little bit surprised that we came in there and just dominated the field so well. So I guess to answer your question, I was a little shocked. I knew we were capable of it, but our kids really stepped up and just performed lights out. And that, you know, in that kind of environment, that's where you need your kids to step up and in a tough tournament and in a high pressure event. And our kids did it. So it's a great, it makes you feel a little bit more at ease as a coach because, you know, going into the tournament, state tournament series, and down the stretch that, you know, you got kids that are capable of stepping up when it counts.
Mike, year in, year out, is the competition always out of a 1 to 10? Is it always a 10 at that tournament?
Yes and no. I mean, I think the tournament there is, they built it to the way that it is, and they kick teams out of it every year and fill it back up with other teams that are strong contenders. So, to say that it's always a 10 maybe might be a little bit false, but it's always a 9 or a 10.
Mike Shadwinkle joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. He is the number one coach of the number one rated Grand Island Islanders. Year as a whole, to this point, you would categorize as how, Mike?
A work in progress. You know, it every year is different from the year before, and, you know, we have to continue to treat it that way. You know, we've had a lot of ups and downs, but, you know, we do every year. You know, it's kind of become an old hat where, you know, we got a great lineup at the beginning and everything looks like it's going to be this great, wonderful season. And, you know, some kids drop out, some kids stay, some kids surprise and are better than we may have expected. And, you know, some kids really drive and work really, really hard. And some kids slack off and don't work as hard. And, you know, trying to pull all the pieces of the puzzle together, it's a unique challenge every year, and this year's no different than any other. So that's about the best way I can describe it at this point.
Mike, does it drive your team at all that people are talking, well, maybe they're not the overwhelming favorite to win state?
I don't know. I mean, we've talked about it a little bit. We've talked about the fact that, you know, that, you know, Omaha Burt's really on this big upswing, and you know, Papillion La Vista's doing well, and, you know, a lot of teams are doing well, but I think the thing that really makes us feel a little bit better about where we're at and what's going on is you know, it's different wrestling a duel than it is in a tournament. And fortunately, over the last couple of years, it really hasn't mattered. We've just kind of won a lot of the duels, and we've won all the tournaments, and it hasn't been that big of a deal. But, you know, we've really been challenged in some duels this year. You know, we didn't beat North Platte by very much, and we didn't beat Papillion La Vista by very much. And, you know, we lost a duel over in Iowa in to a team that's a good team, but it's a team that I think that we're every bit as good as and could be. You know, and then we go out and wrestle an individual tournament against a lot of teams that were better than some of those other teams that I just talked about, and we dominated them. So, you know, in a big tournament setting, I feel fairly confident in our team. They performed in big tournament settings and in individual tournament settings, and, you know, they've done it. So I feel like, you know, individually that, you know, while those teams are doing really well and while, you know, the talk is probably justified, that, you know, we're working hard and we're doing what we need to do, and I think we'll be okay in the end.
Mike, do you the team side of things, when it's an individual sport, how do you mix that in together?
Well, we just talk a lot about, you know, that you're out there doing your individual thing, and it's really all about you performing as well as you possibly can. And, you know, the team stuff, they need to understand that, you know, when bonus points are available, when they can get a major decision or a fall or a tech fall, that they've got to push and go after it because the team needs those points. And, you know, so we have that team component, but it still comes down to every individual going out and performing as well as they possibly can.
Couple more questions for Mike Shadwinkle, head coach of Grand Island. They've got Aurora this weekend, head up to Norfolk this weekend conference then. And then there we are. We're at districts and we're at state, get to host districts. First, the only champion you had this past weekend, not that you didn't have a lot of medalists, but Dante Rodriguez, he's now number one. Bamford's moved up to the next weight. Talk about the improvement from him.
Well, Dante's had a really good year. You know, he lost a really tough match over in Iowa. But other than that, he's just really been on fire. And, you know, this weekend was just really indicative of how talented this young man is. I mean, he rolled through some very stout competition, multiple, you know, state medalists in the lowest weight class, which, you know, a lot of times when you go to these big tournaments, there isn't a whole lot of guys that are returning, you know, really at any tournament. A lot of those six-pounders are freshmen. A few of them are sophomores, you know, and to have a kid like Drew Romero that he beat in the finals, that, you know, a returning state champion and a junior, you know, and for him to go out and you know, not necessarily dominate, but right at the moment when he reversed him and put him on his back, he started to dominate. It would have sealed up the win whether he pinned him or not. But, you know, he got the pin and, you know, really pinned his way through the tournament with the exception of, I think, either a major decision or a tech fall in the quarterfinals or something like that. So Dante's really having a heck of a year and really, you know, really is helping boost our team points and keep us in the hunt, especially in those big tournaments.
At the beginning of the month, you got the opportunity to duel Scott at the NU Coliseum before a big upset that Nebraska then followed with Ohio State. Talk about that experience, what that was like.
That was a fun time. I mean, our kids really got to enjoy that, and being close to the Nebraska program is kind of fun for them, you know, just kind of, I don't know how close we really were, but getting to wrestle in their gym and getting to wrestle in those facilities and be a part of all of that was really exciting for the kids, and I think that they really had a good time enjoying that and being a part of it. It was just a lot of fun. There was a good in the arena. A lot of people were talking about Scott Grand Island and then also about the first Big Ten duel with Ohio State and Nebraska, so it was fun.
I just like the Scott lost.
I think a lot of people are starting to feel about that way with Grand Island. Anytime you have a little bit of a dynasty, they want to see somebody clip you. Mike, I do have to ask you, I guess we've beat around the bush a little bit here. The team that you have today and you had this last weekend is not the same team that you had at the beginning of the year, and you touched on it for a variety of reasons, but I know there's a couple kids that had to be let go off the team. How is that going to affect you moving forward and the kids that take their place?
Don't know. We'll see. I mean, you know, we've had to do this, you know, the last few years, and you know, it's very, very, very unfortunate when we have to, you know, lose kids that are in our program, and, you know, unfortunately when that happens, we hope that those kids recover and bounce back and that however affected that their lives get back on track, and you know, we want them to have the best, but unfortunately you've got to follow the rules and do things right to be in our program, And you know, it's exciting for the kids that get the opportunity to step up, and so far they have. You know, our you know, we got kids wrestling up a weight class or two weight classes and stuff, and you know, we're putting the best athletes that we can on the mat, and you know, they're going to get after it and do the best that they can, and you know, we feel confident we're going to score some points at some of those weight classes, and we feel confident that we're going to get some of those kids down the state, and, you know, we're going to keep working hard, and hopefully everything falls into place for us.
Well, Micah, we'll let you get to class. It's always a pleasure chatting with you. Thanks for answering all our questions, and best of luck this week at conference, and we'll talk to you as we get ready for districts and state.
Hey, I appreciate it. I appreciate you guys covering it. We enjoy this. And love having the chance to be on the radio and talk about wrestling, and appreciate you guys covering it too. So
you bet, Michael. Thanks so much. Take care, buddy. Mike Shadwinkle, head wrestling coach at Grand Island. Number one, again, this is one of those things in all sports that, at the beginning of the year, can they score 300? Oh, can they win? It's you cannot count on anything because there's so many variables. I laugh at every opportunity, I chuckle inside because I saw this early in my sports career playing broadcasting. Oh, we'll be okay next year. Yeah, I know we didn't win it this year, but, you know, we only have that one senior, and we'll be dominant next year. Then all of a sudden you break an arm, you hurt a foot, you hurt a back, somebody moves, somebody doesn't qualify academically, and all of a sudden you're going, we gonna be 500? You know, it happens in all sports, so take advantage of the moment, especially as we've got all the conference tournaments going on here in both sports in the next couple of weeks, and then we're on to the postseason.
You know what, Doug? Since I started doing this radio show, really have become a wrestling fan for a variety of reasons. One of them is getting to go down to the state wrestling tournament and seeing the atmosphere and seeing all the kids and how exciting the matches are. But to have this many in the area again, as they make their run the next 3 weeks to that state tournament, is going to be a fun time of year, I think, for all sports fans, not just wrestling fans.
It'll be interesting because I'm wondering if this part of the state will be as dominant as it has been. And I think the overwhelming feeling is no, they're going to be very good. Of course, it's going to be almost impossible to beat what happened last year with four teams really from the area winning state team titles.
Right.
Our Doug and Daddy Show guests are taken care of by our friends at BK. Try the new BK Topper. There is one of them to tempt everyone's taste buds at Burger King. The new fries, good as well, at two locations in Kearney. Also, Cozad, Lexington, and North Platte.
We got to take a break. We're coming back. A lot more to get to here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Steve Pivovar, Omaha World Herald. We'll talk Creighton basketball and everything else that's going on in Omaha. Plus, Trent Benjamin, Holdridge girls basketball coach. They just beat Minden in overtime. They've got one loss. They got Northwest tomorrow in the conference tournament. It's all coming up, so stay with us.
Hi, it's The Herd. Expensive legal fees shouldn't stand between you and your New Year's resolution. If you've resolved to finally make that will or living trust to protect your loved ones, go to LegalZoom.com. I did. If this is the year to take control of your finances and start your own business, go to LegalZoom.com. I did. Their step-by-step process makes it simple, and you get total customer support, including attorney help if you need it. Over 2 million people have saved a small fortune by using LegalZoom.com, including many of those who started companies on the Inc. 500 list. Maybe that's why they're so successful. For personal and business documents that have been accepted in courts and government agencies in all 50 states, you can trust LegalZoom. Want more savings? Enter Colin in the referral box at checkout. For a better way to do the law, go to LegalZoom.com. Attorney support provided through independent attorneys available in most states. LegalZoom's not a lawyer, and self-help services are provided at your direction.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuhl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuhl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
The Tri-City Storm is bringing SpongeBob to Kearney.
That's right.
The lovable Nickelodeon character will be at the Storm Game on Saturday, January 28th. Come to the game to meet this classic character in person. Plus, it's kazoo giveaway night as we try to assemble the largest kazoo choir in hockey history. It's the Storm versus Sioux Falls on Saturday, January 28th. Don't miss SpongeBob and be a part of history with the crazy kazoo giveaway. Storm Hockey is the number one party in town. Visit stormhockey.com for more. Presented by Viero.
More exciting high school basketball comes your way Thursday on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. The Centennial Conference Girls semifinals are Thursday night in Lincoln, and Hastings St. Cecilia will play Columbus SCOTUS at 6 o'clock on 1230 KHAS. On the Breeze, 94.5 FM, one of the area's best rivalries as Sutton is at Sandy Creek, and on Classic Hits, 98.9, a Fort Kearney Conference doubleheader as Wood River is at Gibbon. It's more High School Hoops Thursday.
We'll see some sunshine develop through the day today as temperatures will top off at around 50 degrees. Winds out of the northwest, meanwhile, stay at around 10 to 20. Tonight, temperatures head back to 30 degrees for a low. I'm meteorologist Paul Tremblay. Right now, it's 45.
Doug and Daddy Show back in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth on this Thursday, January the 26th. Plenty of conference basketball tournaments continue tonight. Also on the radio, St. Cecilia and Columbus SCOTUS. Revenge time for St. Cecilia. John Kyle and the girls are going to take them on at Lincoln Christian High School, 6 o'clock tonight on 1230 KHAS. On the Breeze, 94.5 FM, one of the great rivalries, not only in the area but in the state, Sutton-Sandy Creek. I'm waiting for that one.
There's been some great battles over the years. I mean, that's a long, long rivalry.
Classic Hits, 98.9, Wood River Gibbon. We'll have that Lou Platt Conference battle for you as well.
Okay, Douglas, last page. I got my Pro Football Weekly this week, which I love. It's like Billy Madison on Nudie Magazine Day. I get pretty excited for that. The following quotes on the last page is called a deal called Audibles. I know you, a lot of people out there will get a kick out of this. The following quotes are from NFL scouts, coaches, front office personnel speaking on the condition of anonymity. So they're not putting their name, anonymity, they're not putting their name behind this. I think the Jets made a great hire. I've been around Bill Callahan. He does not know personnel. You can tell that by how he recruited at Nebraska. Tony Sperano is one of the best offensive line coaches in football. The Jets' offense will be a lot better next year for that reason alone. Mark my words. So I just got a kick out of that. Somebody hammering Billy C a little bit, as he's our offensive coordinator. Also, page 32, Nolan Naraki's NFL mock draft. Our Dallas Cowboys, at least some people are coming around. Number 14. He's got them selecting Ryan Tannehill, quarterback, Texas A&M. Although Jerry Jones abides by the best player available approach, the Cowboys have seen the best of Tony Romo and will struggle to progress if they do not address the quarterback position soon.
And you want Tannehill out of A&M? No. No! Are you kidding me?
I'm just reading what the Pro Football Weekly says, and at least some people are coming around to my way of thinking. Also, Cowboy fans are salivating at the idea of signing free agent, offensive guard, Carl Nix. That from Whispers, Pro Football Weekly. We joked the other day about Carl Nix.
Scott Shanley, yeah.
Yeah, Scott Shanley. Show. Maybe that comes to fruition. One of the truly great basketball stories going on right now across all the nation is the Creighton Blue Jays. The man that covers the Creighton Blue Jays is Steve Pivovar. He joins us right now from the Omaha World Herald. Steve, good morning. Thanks so much for the time today.
Morning, guys.
Hey, great to have you on again, Piv. This team continues to roll, and a win last night against Drake. Did they struggle, or are they just at that point of the season where anything on the road is good for them?
Well, I think any time you go on the road, it's a challenge. You know, it was a lot closer game than the game they played in Omaha at the beginning of the month, but that's kind of been the track record for this series. Drake plays well at home. Creighton's had some trouble in recent seasons and winning over there, so going over there and getting the win, whether it was easy or not, they'll take it at this point.
Steve, talking to you this morning, I mentioned a couple Creighton greats that I remember, Chad Gallagher, Bob Harstad, Rodney Mason, Corver. There's some great names. Dougie Mania, though, has anybody been as popular as Doug McDermott?
I think, you know, you go back to Corver's senior year. He was pretty popular that year. That team kind of revolved around Kyle that season, and but Doug has captured captured a lot of imagination around here. I don't think anybody, when, you know, his dad signed on to be the coach at Creighton, anticipated Doug developing into the type of player he is. You know, at that time we were hearing that Doug McDermott had a chance to be a nice Missouri Valley player, which meant that, you know, he'd do some good things and he'd probably do some bad things. The last year and a half, we haven't seen too many bad things out of him. So, you know, and the thing is, I mean, who would have thought, that when you're talking about player of the year, not Missouri Valley player
right.
of the year, but national player of the year, his name would be probably in the 1, 2, or 3 spots on most people's minds right now.
I was just going to say, I think Korver was highly popular in the Midwest, or people that follow a little bit of Creighton basketball in Omaha, but across the nation, this guy has got to be more popular than that.
Yeah, I mean, there hasn't been a Creighton player that's probably received the national attention that that Doug has, and part of that is the times. I mean, you know, 10 years ago, you didn't have as many people focusing on college basketball. You didn't have internet, Twitter, you know. Looking at some of those national guys, I don't know how they get any work done. They're on Twitter all day. But I mean, you know, those are the guys that have noticed Doug. And again, Kyle had a great senior year. You look back. You mentioned Gallagher and Harstad. There's been some great players prior to that. But you know, again, with what he's doing, and again with the technology of the times, I don't think there's probably been a Creighton player that's drawn as much national attention as Doug McDermott has.
Steve Pivovar, the Omaha World Herald, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Among his many jobs is following the Creighton Blue Jays and being on the Blue Jay beat. Steve, compare, or what's different about this Creighton team than recent Creighton teams that have made it into the NCAA tournament?
Well, I don't know if there's anything different about from the teams that made the tournament. There's probably not a great deal of difference. There is a great deal of difference between this team and probably the last 3 or 4 editions of the Blue Jays, and that's you know, basically this team is very unselfish, and that's not to say the other teams were. But you see that playing out. I mean, this is a team that's leading the nation in field goal percentage, three-point percentage. They're second in assists per game. And all that's tied into how the results they're getting on the offensive end of the court. That unselfishness, they're passing up good shots to get great shots. This is a team that really doesn't care who gets the credit for doing positive things out there. They're starting to develop a almost a different on each different game. There's a different guy stepping up to you know, turn in some good performances. Last night they got two really good performances out of a couple of freshmen that quite frankly had some trouble early in the Valley season just getting on the court. So this is a team that seems to be putting things together, and then when you got a guy like Doug McDermott, you got a guy like Grant Gibbs, who is probably the real difference in this year's team. You know, things are looking pretty good for them at this point in the season. There's still a lot of games to be played, and as we've learned over the years, no team that plays in the so-called mid-major leagues can really start thinking about March until you know, they either get through their conference tournament and win the automatic berth, or if they have the good fortune to put together a special season like Creighton is having, you know, then they can probably start thinking a little bit about you know, making some noise in March Madness. But this has been a fun team to watch.
Yeah, and Steve, I guess just to take that a step further for the non-Creighton fan but basketball fan that wants to see Creighton do well, I guess you see them on the four line with bracketology, and I know we're 2 months away before we even, or a little less than that, before we officially put that on there. So can this, I guess general fan would say, and I might be one of those, can this team finally, like some other mid-majors have done in the past, make a run, do more than win one game in the tournament?
Well, I think that's what the hope is this year. You know, for all the good that all the good things that Dana Altman accomplished at Creighton, they were never able to get past that second game of the tournament. And there's a lot of people who think that this team has a chance to possibly get into the second weekend of the tournament, make the Sweet 16. Maybe even, I think there's probably some people dreaming that this might be an Elite Eight caliber team. You know, so much of the tournament depends on just matchups, who you draw, how you match up with them. So, you know, a lot of that, we're probably getting a little bit ahead of ourselves. But again, this team has a lot of the ingredients that could make it very successful once tournament time rolls around.
Will there be a better atmosphere from basketball than when Wichita State rolls into town, though?
I'm looking forward to that. You know, there wasn't a better, as far as I'm concerned, there's not too many better atmospheres than when Creighton rolled into Wichita back on New Year's Eve. If you're a basketball fan, if you're a college basketball fan, you owe it to yourself to try to get down to Wichita sometime, especially when they're playing well. That place, it's an electric atmosphere. And hopefully, you know, when the Shockers come to town on February 11th, that same kind of atmosphere will be at the CenturyLink. You know, Creighton has the nicest venue in the Missouri Valley, one of the nicest venues in the country. But there are times where Creighton fans are a little more reserved than your average college basketball fanatic. Sometimes that home court advantage isn't as great as it should be. But I think people are going to be, if Creighton continues doing what it's doing, if Wichita continues what it's doing, I think people are really going to be jacked up for that game.
Steve Pivovar, last minute with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Of course, Omaha gets to host the first two rounds of the tournament. First, is there any chance that Creighton would get to play at home? Because everybody's talking Kansas, Missouri. And second, how's the atmosphere building up? It was sure a fun time the last time it was there.
Well, no, Creighton won't get to play in Omaha. They'll be assigned somewhere else. And, you know, you look at the bracketologists and they bounce them around all over. It seems like each week they're bounced to a different site. As far as Omaha and the tournament's concerned, people are excited about having it back. Great atmosphere in 2008, sold out every game. The bad thing was there wasn't a lot of really close games in that regional that year. But you know, people are excited. They want to take a. They want to see some good college basketball back here again, and I think you'll see the CenturyLink filled for those games. You know, and again, you look at the bracketologists; they're predicting that you could have a Kansas, a Missouri here, a Kansas State. Those are the kind of teams that are going to bring fans, going to make for even a better atmosphere once the games roll into Omaha.
That was a good atmosphere, whether the games were close or not. I know the fans were watching the point spread in that Pacific Kansas game. I can't remember the three-pointer went in or bounced out, but it was like 26, and it was either ended up 27 or 24. The place was going crazy at the end of that one.
Steve, hey, we thank you for the time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Enjoy reading all your articles and your coverage of Creighton Blue Jay basketball, and hopefully we can chat with you again as they get ready to make a run to the tournament.
Anytime, guys.
Hey, thanks, Steve. Steve Pivovar, Omaha World Herald. That was the question I want to know. I whether it's right or wrong, you get those Creighton fans that are Nebraska football fans, and then they're Creighton basketball fans. And, oh, we're high in mind. No, you're not. You've never got to the second round of the tournament. It's time. I mean, unfortunately, I mean, I got a little bit of that feeling. Okay, here we are again. You're 26-5, but if you don't win the conference tournament, you might not get in, which is not right. And then you do get in, and then you get put in a—I mean, I think they've been as high as a 5 before. And
they took Florida to the—you remember that? To the brink when Florida won the national.
Butler and Barry Collier, they beat Florida before. Then they lost to them, I believe, both ways. They got the West Virginia scare a couple of years ago. But it's time. Get to the second weekend.
You know, I think that the Sweet 16, you know, like you said about matchups. I mean, you run into matchups. You watch Florida State play Duke last week. I believe it was last week. You just see how athletic, top to bottom. I mean, Creighton's going to have some weeks. It's going to have some real mismatch problems when you get against an athletic team like that. Against Syracuse, where everybody's 6'9". I mean, there's going to be matchup problems. And, you know, you've got to find a way to do some things differently. But who wouldn't think they can get there? They're rated 14th in the country. I mean, no one saw that at the beginning of the year, but nobody saw Doug McDermott mania going nuts either, I don't think.
That's awesome. Do the Dougie. And if you look at Joe Lenardi and bracketology, it's interesting. Notre Dame, and this is after they have upset Syracuse, they're still not in the tournament. Last four in, Iowa State, Stanford, Marshall, North Carolina State. First four out, Texas, BYU, Northwestern, and Notre Dame.
Really? Now, there'll be a lot of jostling coming down the next month and a half. So
you'll hear the term bracketology more and more and more, because that's...
You hear the term Joe Lenardi more and more.
He's so close.
Yeah.
He gets them all, or he's missed one or two. I mean, just comes down to that bubble. And he gets the teams. He doesn't necessarily get them on the right line, because you always go, well, Lenardi had him at a 4, and they're ranked in the top 12 in the country, yet they're a 7?
Yeah.
We'll take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. Trent Benjamin is coming up to join us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, head coach at Holdridge. We want to remind you that when you're sitting back to watch the Super Bowl, your NCAA basketball, or just after a long, hard day of whatever it is you do, maybe reffing a doubleheader spectacular like the Daddy, get home and relax in furniture from Bruce Furniture. Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, and Alliance. Whether it's recliner, living room set, lay down for a little nappy time on your new Serta mattress, they will deliver it for free. Free in-home trial. Maybe it doesn't look in the home like you thought it would. They'll switch it out and bring you something different. It's same day, free delivery on any in-store merchandise. If you walk in there, if you're in there right now, and you say, I want that chair in my home tonight so I can watch Survivor or whatever's on tonight, college basketball, North Carolina, North Carolina State, it will be there. They do it for you at Bruce Furniture, Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, and Alliance. We'll be right back.
You own a small business, here's an easy way to get in front of millions of potential customers online. Just do what 2,000 small businesses do every day. Claim your free profile on Manta.com. Like Grandma's Italian Cheesecake in the Bronx, New York. Manta's helped them get found on search engines and smartphones, and sales are up 400%. Claim your free profile now, where small business grows. Manta.com.
The Android-powered Casio G's1 Commando and ESPN's Winter X Games athletes have one essential quality in common: toughness. Both can withstand low temperatures and high altitudes. They're shock and water resistant and always ready for what life throws at them. Commando also features awesome apps like Adventure Training for the outdoor warrior. Tune in to ESPN January 26th through the 29th to watch the toughest competitors in action sports battle for an X Games gold. And go get a Casio G's1 Commando, available exclusively at Verizon Wireless.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers. on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see some sunshine develop through the day today as temperatures will top off at around 50 degrees. Winds out of the northwest, meanwhile, stay at around 10 to 20. Tonight, temperatures head back to 30 degrees for a low. I'm meteorologist Paul Tremblay. Right now, it's 45.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The Nebraska School Activities Association Board of Directors has announced their finalists for Executive Director. I guess nobody around here is good enough for that. Rhonda Blanford Green. You know when you have doctor or hyphenated names, you're big time. The Associate Commissioner of the Colorado High School Activities Association for the past 16 years. Graduate of Wyoming and the University of Phoenix, Colorado. Dr. Deb Friesen. Principal at Omaha Burke, began her career in 77 with the Omaha Public Schools Administrator since 94, went to UNO. Dr. William Watson, Activities Director, Urbandale Community School District, graduate of the U.S. Military Academy at West Point, Drake, and Iowa State. And Craig Whaley, District Activities Director, Millard Public Schools, served as Activities Director, Teacher, and Coach in Arizona and Colorado. Those final interviews will be conducted February 15th and 16th.
Okay, so we got some time.
Yeah, we got to wait.
Yeah, whatever.
Just pick whoever is going to most represent the entire state of Nebraska. 888-455-ESPN. Hey, four finalists have been named for something again here that we haven't heard of. It's a new award. Uplifting Athletes Rare Disease Champion Award. Four finalists. One of those is Nebraska's Rex Burkhead. You may have seen his work with a young child here over the season. You can go to our website at ESPNSuperstation.com and vote for Rex to win this award. More than 30 million Americans affected by rare diseases, and the fourth annual award winner will be determined by an online vote. It begins February 1st. And ends at the end of February. The champion will be announced at the National Institute of Health in Washington, D.C., February the 29th. Uh-oh! What's that mean, Tone?
It's leap year.
Hey,
and
there you go.
Only they'll have this award once every 4 years.
Previous winners.
No, they'll probably do it every year, I guess.
Previous winners, Grant Taff, quarterback from Dickinson College, Ian Mitchell, and Princeton running back Jordan Colbreth. So Rex Burkhead, North Carolina State's Wayne Crawford, UCLA's Luke Gain, and Florida's David Lerner. Starts February 1st, but we've got a link up to that site on our website at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Do you happen to see John Natawa's article about Logan Ehlers in today's World Herald?
Yes, I did. He's pitching at a place no one's ever heard of.
Howard. Howard College.
Howard College.
Junior Howard Junior College, Big Springs, Texas.
Looks like you're going to have a hard time identifying with most of the Nebraska baseball team this year. Practice begins tomorrow. A lot of guys that were on the roster or committed that aren't there anymore. So,
now we'll get to. I mean, we'll effort. We'll have some more Nebraska baseball talk. You know, going in the Big Ten, it's a conference they should handle.
But will they be any better?
Well, will they? I don't know.
That'll be the question. Hey, they continue to do great things down at Holdridge, and we are pleased to catch up once again with Trent Benjamin of the Holdridge Lady Dusters. The girls' basketball team continues to thrive in the top five in Class B. In fact, they are fifth, according to the Lincoln Journal-Star this week, with that one loss. And they have, of course, taken out Minden in overtime, which was a great game a week ago, and they are in the semifinals of the Central Conference Tournament, and they will will play tomorrow night at Grand Island Northwest against Northwest. Trent, how's it going? Congratulations on the great start to the season.
Thanks, guys. Good to hear from you.
Well, we had Dusty Jura on yesterday. He was talking about how that team down there is run by his wife.
Yeah, I heard you were razzing him a little bit here about how I'm a tough guy to get along with or something. What is this, guys?
Who knew that Axtell was such a hotbed for hoops? I mean, there's such a base there to take into Holdridge, but I'm just passing along what I heard from Dusty. That's all we do.
Yeah.
Coach, how do you guys keep it going? How do you guys, I mean, you have had some all-staters, some super-staters. How do you keep it rolling at Holdridge?
Well, we just got good kids, and the big thing is they really work hard. And I just think that's kind of been our whole thing, is we work hard, we really work on defense, and the kids have bought into what we do.
Trent, Bob Jensen told me the other day, and I think Bob is okay with me saying this, that the first half of Minden-Holdridge girls basketball was as well played a basketball as he saw boys or girls this entire year.
Well, that's a pretty big compliment, and it was a fun game. I tell you what, it was a great atmosphere. That place was packed. It was loud. And so the kids that really enjoyed it, and we seemed to really get up for that game, so it was a lot of fun.
Talking with Trent Benjamin, he is the head coach at Holdridge. Where have you seen the improvement in your ball club?
Well, we are really young. I mean, we start a freshman point guard, our post is a sophomore. We start two sophomores, actually. We have two seniors, and the rest off the bench is all underclassmen. So, I mean, each game we keep improving. It's fun to watch. I've never had a group like this where, I mean, they're hungry, they want it, but they just, each week, we've never plateaued out. We just keep learning, and they're really growing in the game.
You mentioned the players. You've been, you know, it helps to have a little bit of talent. Not only, you know, if you're going to do things and throughout the season and make a run at the state tournament, if you get, you know, Hasty is gone, you get a Stoltz girl to step up. She's a leader, right?
Yeah. Her, Erica Stoltz and Chelsea Morton are two seniors, and they're big players for us. And that's what you got to do. You got to get kids that come in, and when it's their turn, they got to take it over, and they got to run with it. Those two have done a great job with it.
Trent, you haven't had a chance to play Northwest yet. They've got things headed in the right direction. Give us a little preview of tomorrow night's matchup.
Well, it's going to be the bigs versus the quick, and we'll see what wins. If we sit there and try to fight their length and get into a game where they can slow it down, we're going to be in for a long night. But if our quickness and if we can kind of get an up-tempo game, then we hope we can compete against them.
Trent, ideally for your ball club, if you're playing, if your defense is up to par, you're getting turned, where do you want to see the points at?
Well, I mean, we have to be balanced. We got to have an inside-outside game. And if we don't, we're in trouble. We like to play transition. You know, we like to get up and down and get easy layups. And every coach wants that. But for us to have a chance to be successful against good teams, I mean, we got to have it from both ways. You got to have it inside and you got to have it outside. So, we just can't be one-dimensional. Otherwise, good teams like this will beat us.
Trent, everybody wants to track down Seward and beat him. Is this as beatable of a Seward team as Coach Taverde has had during this streak? You haven't had an opportunity to play him, but I think everybody is trying to scout him and help each other so that whoever gets a shot at him has that opportunity.
Yeah, if they're good. I don't know what else to say, but they're flat-out good. I think everybody's got to catch them on an off night because they got two D1 players here again. I mean, it's just tough. But is it as beatable a team? Yeah, but they have a senior point guard that started for 4 years. I mean, it's just tough. They are veterans. Young kids, and someone's got to beat them. I don't know. It might take five players going down. Maybe five of their players get injured. I don't know. So, they're tough. I don't know what else to say.
Trent, you've had some great teams there the last few years. Where does this team rank right now amongst them?
Well, you know what I use for a benchmark of seasons is whether I get on the Doug and Patty show. So right there, it's a pretty good season. I mean, I know it's been a down year if I did not get on that show. So as far as other teams, I don't know. You know, we'll have to wait till the end. There's a lot of basketball left. But the thing is, I guess I've just had some good kids here. And like you said, it does take talent. And these kids, they get the most out of theirs, which is fun.
Well, Northwest tonight, Northwest when you get done with the tournament, Northwest in the district. Obviously, Northwest is the team that you guys have to be very, very concerned with now over the next 3 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't even played them yet, and I'm already sick of them. And so it's one of those things that by the end we're going to be really tired of each other. They are a big piece to where we want to go. We've got to be able to beat Northwest, and that remains to be unseen. You know, we'll find out more this week, and I just think it's going to kind of be a chess match for the next, you know, 5 weeks or whatever we have left here. Each coach is going to learn from that next game, and we'll see what we do the next, and it just – who puts the ball in the hoop more is going to win.
Trent, everybody above you, you know, we talked about Seward. Have you got a chance to take a look at Gretna and Beatrice and Norris and those teams?
Well, we got a pure thumping from Beatrice as they pounded us here a couple weeks ago. We had a horrible game. Gretna's really good. I have not watched them much. I saw one tape of them. And Norris is pretty solid. I mean, to me, there is – you know, there's those four teams over there that are really solid. And then we're just kind of all there. Again, there's a lot of good talent in Class B. I mean, it's amazing how many Division I players are going out.
Well, Trent, I know Beatrice must be extremely talented because there's no way you let Ryan Luke out-coach you.
I get out coached every Friday and Saturday. You know that. I'll tell you what, we beat them in the consolation game last year, and they returned to everybody. So you knew they were going to be good. Now, Ryan Luke's a great coach, and he had his kids ready, and we just didn't come prepared.
Trent, we appreciate following the Dusters, and we appreciate you on the Doug and Daddy Show. We should have done it earlier. I don't know why we didn't. That's Doug's fault.
Well, we've been on a ban from Isler, so you know we gotta shoot for our windows. Hey, Trent, thanks for the time. Best of luck this weekend.
All right, good to hear from you guys.
Take care, Trent Benjamin, joining us here in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. Midway Chevrolet, Cadillac, Buick, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. It doesn't matter where you purchase your vehicle if it's on South 2nd Avenue from the Midway Auto Dealership. But right now, some exciting things going on, as they always are. They're big with the Facebook. They're big with their online, as we've been telling you ever since we have been working with Midway. And I think sometimes we get away from, we just now we're taking for granted how great the service is, Daddy.
I don't know if you ever take it for granted, because every time you go, you're reminded of it.
Well, and Midway is going to give you more opportunities to win, to take advantage, get some oil changes, get some services, get a lot of the things that they offer on a daily basis. You check them out on Facebook. They've got trivia questions there. If you answer, you're in for winning. The Super Bowl is coming up. They've got so many different contests going on with their dealerships nationally and locally. There'll be some big, big prizes. Check it out at thinkmidway.com. Even if you're not in right now the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, this is how Midway continues to service their customers. Check it out today at thinkmidway.com.
I just think if you don't find it on their lot, ask one of their sales representatives. Boom, it's dynamite. It'll be there. I promise you that.
All of a sudden, Darren goes and gets it. He's crazy like that, and he brings it back to the lot, and there it is. We'll take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we go to our break, we've got one more set of tickets to Hastings Havoc, the MWA wrestling going on at the fairgrounds this Saturday night in Hastings. Caller 3, it's yours, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Some free entertainment Saturday. We're right back.
Hi, it's The Herd. Today, business can take you anywhere. Heck, there's even talk of professional football going international, which is why Regis offers virtual office solutions around the world. For a fraction of the cost of a traditional office, Manhattan, London, or maybe just around the corner, whether you're looking to expand your business into new markets, or if you work from home, a Regis virtual office gives you exactly what you need. A professional business image with clients. That's key. You'll get a prestigious business address to call your own, an on-site receptionist to provide unlimited call answering, and use of meeting rooms and a private office. That's the benefit of a Regis virtual office. You get all the amenities of a full-time office without the expense of one. Call Regis, the new way to work. It's the most cost-effective way to have a business presence locally, nationally, or globally. Find out how easy it is to set up a virtual office. So contact Regis today and mention The Herd to get 2 months free. So go to Regis.com/Cowherd. Regus.com/Cowherd. Or call 800-OFFICES. That's 1-800-OFFICES.
When the fish are under the ice, the one thing they find irresistible is wax worms. They love them, even though it gets them in trouble. Ice fishermen, on the other hand, have no trouble buying wax worms and all sorts of live bait at the Boathouse at their new Highway 281 location north of Grand Island. The Boathouse, with all the chubs and grubs and minnows and stinky, crawly, luscious bait the fish can't resist. See the Boathouse north of Grand Island on 281 for repair and used boats, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Thursday on Compass Media Network's coverage of NCAA basketball, it's a tango on Tobacco Road as North Carolina hosts NC State. Hi, I'm Drew Bonadelli. Join Steve Lapis and me for all the action as Lorenzo Brown and the Wolfpack look to stick it to Harrison Barnes and the Tar Heels at the Dean Dome. North Carolina, NC State. If it's NCAA basketball, it's right here.
Thursday night at 6 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see some sunshine develop through the day today as temperatures will top off at around 50 degrees. Winds out of the northwest, meanwhile, stay at around 10 to 20. Tonight, temperatures head back to 30 degrees for a low. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 45.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. What's the point in playing a JV game if you can't play four quarters? What are we doing?
I don't know. I'd like to see some kids get up and down the floor. Not enough kids. When you can only play six quarters, I think that factors into the decision. So what do you do?
There you go. Well, you go with that option. Tonight, as we told you, basketball. We told you Wood River Gibbon, along with St. Cecilia Girls playing SCOTUS and the Sandy Creek and Sutton doubleheaders on the radio and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Couple other sports notes. UNK volleyball team has picked up a spring recruit, setter Maggie Anderson, who is not Mike Anderson's daughter, not related to Anderson's daughter, but did play at Lincoln Southwest like Kaylee Anderson, is coming to join UNK. Of course, three players, including Kearney's Kaylee Furtig, signed in the fall. So she's coming in. The UNK wrestling team drops a spot to number 5 in the Division II coaches rankings. And yesterday they had two duels. It's so unusual, Coach Bauer's talking about. They go out to Las Cruces, face New Mexico Highlands in the afternoon, 41-3. Then they have to get in their vans and travel to Alamosa, Colorado for a late duel that night. And they eke by 9th-ranked Adams State 20-19.
Ooh.
They're at Pueblo tonight. That's just strange. Indianapolis Colts, they make their hire. Chuck Pagano.
Tough to argue. Third overall in total defense. I think third in yards allowed this year. I mean, when you're leading that, I mean, they got some players, too. Something the Colts don't have, and it's different. Peyton's gone, isn't he, Doug?
Yeah, I think so, and that's too bad. But you know what? Why come back, have it not work out, and then leave unceremoniously? I think right now the Colts fans still love him.
So. I think you're right there. You got a team picked out for him? Where do you see Peyton going?
I say you got to go somewhere. I mean, if Peyton gets his picks of where he wants to go, A, you want to go somewhere that's kind of competitive, but it's hard to be competitive without a good quarterback. So there, dome or warm, he's not a young kid anymore. Played college ball in Tennessee, played his high school ball in Louisiana, played in a dome at Indianapolis. Not that he can't play outside, but why? Get out of your division.
One place. I think one place, and I've cheated a little bit by what people have said in Pro Football Weekly. Arizona Cardinals. Perfect suitor. perfect. It's Kurt Warner all over again.
Well, I like that. I like that, and it's definitely winnable. I think they've still got talent.
No,
what they did at the end of this year was really get it going, and without a quarterback.
I think you're right on. What do you
do there financially? You dumped a boatload on Kolb.
Well, you got to get. I mean,
Peyton ain't going somewhere for free.
No. No, certainly not. Well, we'll have to see how the neck heals first. Make sure he's ready to go.
I kind of thought the Oakland Raiders, if they could work it out, would be a good place. Even though his demeanor doesn't fit the, but if Oakland's going to start changing that demeanor and the way people think of him, Peyton Manning would be a good way to get in there.
Grabbing people's face masks and flipping people. That's really not Peyton.
No. No. By the way, before we get out of here, again, Miami just seems to be a logical place. But a lot of the folks I've talked to, whether it's just buddies or you listen to nationally, got to have some receivers too. But again, I think Peyton can make a lot of people good receivers.
And Brandon Marshall came on.
Well, you got Fasano at tight end.
Yeah.
I mean, I think.
Reggie Bush had a great year.
Wow. That'd be something. Andy Jankovic of Kretna is leaving the UNK pledge, and he's going to Nebraska to walk on as a fullback. I don't get it. I get the opportunity to play Division I, and I've always pushed that on this show. Especially if you're not a Class A kid, and you get that rare opportunity, go for it. If you think in your mind that you can play, I don't know where walk-on fullback comes from. He is the All-Nebraska honorary captain on defense this year at linebacker from the Omaha World Herald, which again makes me think, God, if he's the best defensive player in the state, even in Nebraska, you can't get a D1 offer? What does that say about the level of seniors on defense in Nebraska in football?
Doug, I don't know. It's amazing that for every Lance Thorell or a household name that's gotten on the field, went down there as a small town. And Gretna's not all overall small town. I mean, not playing eight-man football, whatnot.
Well, and fullback's one of those with Tyler Legate, and before that,
C.J. Zimmer's down there.
All the great fullbacks that have won national championships for Nebraska, Makovickas and all of that.
But for every one Lance Sorrell, no one talks about the other 49 kids that never see the field. And the weird part is, once they get down there, they don't ever transfer. You would think Kearney, Wayne State would be perfect. You know what? It's not working here. You're not getting playing time. And whether they quit football, they never end up going anywhere else.
Pretty good education. Not that there's not good education here, but I think once that third year rolls in, he's going, well, I'm going to graduate next year. What's the point? Let's face it. By that time, you haven't played in 2 or 3 years. Maybe you don't have the drive anymore. Mike Schaaf's going to join us. He's going to South Dakota State tomorrow, and I think a lot of questions for Michael.
Tomorrow he is?
He's going to join us on the show tomorrow?
Yep. Is he going to South Dakota State tomorrow or just join
Maybe.
Us
Maybe.
He might be going to South Dakota. Okay.
Might be. But a lot of questions. Now that he's made his decision, I hope he is comfortable with answering a lot of the public's questions. Did he ever want to go to Nebraska? Does he feel that he improved? Should he wrestle? Has he broken a sweat this season? How boring is it going through this high school wrestling season? It's all tomorrow. Also, a couple other things before we wrap up the show. Did we get our winner?
Yes, Trent from Hastings.
Trent, good congratulations, Trent. He's going to watch some wrestling. For the first time ever, UNK tennis teams are ranked number one in the preseason coaches poll. Hastings baseball is number three in the GPAC poll. They were tri-champions last year. Doan 1, Northwestern 2, Hastings 3. Aurora, Nebraska native and Hastings College athlete Abby Griffith is the GPAC Women's Athlete of the Week. On the men's side, Gabe Wickham, the conference and national NAIA Athlete of the Week. He has thrown that hammer, the weight throw, farther than anybody has in the NAIA since 2006. 69 feet, 5.5 inches. Our next wager, Daddy, if you happen to lose, which I can't ever imagine that happening, it's going to be something like that. We're going to get you back into the sporting field. You're going to throw a hammer or a javelin. We'll get Andy Meyer out of retirement to get you prepped and ready to go.
Our buddy Lumpy threw a hammer. He's a carpenter. Hit his thumb one time. They threw his hammer.
We want to thank Trent Benjamin, the head girls basketball coach at Holdridge, Mike Shadwinkle, head wrestling coach of number one Grand Island, for joining us on the show today, as well as Steve Pivovar of the Omaha World Herald. Talk a little Creighton basketball. Tomorrow, Sean Callahan of Husker Online to talk Husker recruiting as we're less than a week away from signing day. Mike Schaaf and Mike Perenio, the czar of the race and sportsbook at Mandalay Bay in Vegas.
Beautiful day. Enjoy the weather. Enjoy the wildlife outside. Enjoy the trumpeter swans. Just don't shoot them. We'll see you back tomorrow, Doug and Daddy.
The following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.